at grassroots level, I'm hearing some pretty horrifying numbers about referees. I mean, what role does verbal abuse have on impacting recruitment and retention of referees at grassroots level?
Yeah, so, I mean, what we're seeing across sports and across countries is that there is a significant issue with dropout. There's a lack of retention, and there's a number of reasons for that. It's not just abuse, although abuse is a significant contributory factor. But we're also seeing, you know, issues around the support networks, whether that's formal or informal. You talked about disciplinary processes earlier, tribunals. We see issues across sports with the disciplinary networks, with how they're set up, with how well they support referees in that process. Generally, it's felt that, you know, they could be supported better within those processes. But also the coaching development networks around officials, around referees. You know, are they fit for purpose in the modern world? You know, what's the structure of refereeing like? How are referees being recruited? Are they still being recruited from the same places? Or do we need to think outside the box a little bit more? Do we need to think, well, you know, we're not getting enough numbers through the door, or we're not retaining enough of them? Do we need to think about where we're recruiting from? Do we need to go to different places, as well as the traditional schools, colleges, things like that, that, you know, which are sort of the staple of recruitment of young officials, referees, particularly in England? Do we need to think a little bit differently about that? And when we're talking about retaining them, you know, sport is not sustainable if we have the dropout rates that we've got at the moment. And, you know, that's true across sports. We need to retain more officials, because that also has a significant impact on the quality of the officiating right through the development pathway. So when we go back to people talking about, you know, officiating in the Premier League could be better in England and things like that, again, I go back to, well, okay, but what's the pathway? How many have you got coming through that pathway? What's the training and development of those officials like? Is it good enough? Is it fit for purpose? How are we identifying talent? Are we doing it at an early enough age? You know, can we look at the processes and procedures that we've got around the recruitment and retention of these officials? Are there better ways that we might be able to do it? You know, so I think we need to think about that. I think clearly recruitment and retention at the moment is a significant challenge, and COVID has also contributed to that. I think we need to understand that. We had a lot of unnatural breaks in seasons where, you know, we normally have one break a season, and that's where your recruitment and retention, you know, you hope there's a sort of equilibrium there with the number of officials that leave and the number you recruit. Clearly, if you have more off seasons, if you like, or enforced breaks, there's the possibility that more people will leave in those breaks. And also you can't recruit the numbers that you would normally recruit because of COVID enforced social distancing. You know, you can't deliver the practical aspect of the course because, you know, you can't have people in those sort of spaces. So of course that's had a knock-on effect as well. But the downward trajectory of retention was in place before COVID hit, before the pandemic became a problem. And that's just, you know, accentuated the issues, I think.